WabTech workers go all out to beat fire and rehire Alistair Tice. Yorkshire Socialist Party striking rail engineering workers at WabTech in Doncaster felt their power in last week's strike as nothing moved inside the site, apart from a few brushes sweeping up. On Thursday at a mass gate meeting, the Unite and RMT trade union members agreed to go on indefinite strike action from Friday the 15th of July, to stop the company's threat to fire and rehire workers on worse terms and conditions, and impose a well below inflation pay rise. The management claimed that when strike supporters stopped a train carriage from getting into the plant for 3 hours on the 13th of June, it cost them £40,000. So imagine how much they've lost in the last week's strike, or will lose during an indefinite strike. This makes many workers think that the real aim of the American-owned multinational is to break the power of the trade unions. Because, despite big redundancies in recent years, the site remains extremely well organized with Unite and RMT reps working together and coordinating action. Over 170 of the approximately 250 shop floor workforce attended picket lines every day of the strike, with pickets at the main site entrance and on a station bridge. All have signed a petition statement saying that they signed the new contracts under duress, rubbishing management claims that 90% have accepted the new flex contracts. Hopefully, the resoluteness of the workers demonstrated during the strike will force the company to back down. But if not, the WabTech strike will need the support of the trade union movement locally and nationally to defeat another fire and rehire scandal.